Do I believe in myself?
Once again, I find myself listening to a song only you can sing, a story only you can tell. I'm sorry for not worshiping your shell. With my head held low, under your incredible soul, I resemble anything that can be disassembled. And I tremble when I miss and mess up simple. You are not a symbol or an ensemble, but more of a window to be humble and somber. I refuse to wear a cross around my neck. Refugees bear the albatross of disrespect. As familiar to nameless, from in here it's heinous, fainting to be famous, waiting to be shameless. I believe in you as I believe in myself, because I have to in order to survive, as I become older and attempt to be alive. Believe in yourself.
This is Tumex. I hope you have been enjoying the record. Hope you enjoyed it, actually. And I'm actually one half of a group called Of Mexican Descent, and my partner's name is.
me and I'll penetrate thee fiercely. Open up my ears to the ears you feel will fail to lead me. As the sun will rise and feed us, Mother Earth will heal us as this world in a whirlwind of this natural formula we call life. Sliding down the edge of a night, I refuse to confuse myself and give up. I'd rather tip the knowledge cup and expose all the fallacies on the trails of monks that too much tribe. Jolal Antico will keep us alive within the will to survive this nightmare. It's almost like last night I fell asleep in a pyramid only to wake up breathing these viruses. Revealed as the letter X, rolls into a sphere, grinding in through the years, blinding all of our fears. From the typical let me down so you can stand strong, change and stretch your grounds. Let's push the system stress off of you. It sticks like glue and holds you in the depths of depression. Let hip-hop props the lesson, answer all of your questions, and sample this prescription. I'd rather you pour me down your throat than live in the prayers of Mindy's gold. Gateway to the matrix where the crime life is basic. My best friend found a large suitcase of loot. He said he'd had it for a month or two, and then we'd cut the cash 50-50. But later that night, caught me drinking, rolling in a Lolo High, looking for a DUI, bumping La La Means I Love You. While I was passing his house, I got the fiend for the money. I became real unstable, so I called him up and invited him to meet me and some honeys at the dunes on Wilshire. The evil was real there. It had taken me over and I couldn't feel anything. We were just like brothers. I mean, I even knew his mother. But 1 million man, I was sinking on the verge of drowning, in too deep with my surroundings. I was sinking on the verge of drowning, in too deep with my surroundings. I was sinking on the verge of drowning, in too deep with my surroundings. I was sinking on the verge of drowning, in too deep with my surroundings. I was also down on my luck, stuck with Chucky's bride on a pancake suicide, trying to stay alive while this couple wants to see me die. They're watching me from rooftop, six cops and a canine, in case they have to set a scene and spray mine. Situation 19 with a million under the bed, and there's a bullet in his head. Enough blood on the mattress to color his death graphic. I should know he was a friend of mine, but a million, come on homie, fuck the grind. I had to get yours, and now I'ma get mine. But don't get me wrong, homie, I put some money on the funeral. I was the first to let your mother know. I told her I would speak after wake, all to keep a million, all without a conscience, all for the love of money and nonsense. 1 million and no love. Of a million. I was sinking on the verge of drowning, in too deep with my surroundings.
What was that?
I was sinking on the verge of drowning, in too deep with my surroundings.
Man,
I was sinking on the verge of drowning, in too deep with my surroundings.
What was
I was sinking on the verge of drowning, in too deep with my surroundings.
Man.
Thank you.
and thoughtless jokes or comments. Even if this material never ends up in court, your boss or coworkers might easily get a hold of it, because thanks to ever more efficient computer network technology, it's probably still lurking somewhere on a tiny little backup tape.
Oh. And the monitoring does make you sick, because you can sit there and you could try to have a good day, and you can't have a good day when you know that someone could conceivably be out to get you, and that's the comment I wanted to make.